Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Her Journey Told podcast. On this show, we will focus on strengthening women's mental fitness through sharing the joy, struggle, and wisdom of each woman's journey. Our show is powered by Pivotal Moments. Go to pivotalmoments.org to learn more. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Her Journey Told podcast. This podcast is powered by Pivotal Moments Media. I'm your host, Sandy Lutton, and I'm super excited to be joined today by Audie Gillespie, who is, if you don't know her now, you will soon. She is a 17-year-old singer, songwriter, musician, and influencer. But not only that, Autumn has really dedicated her platform and her talent to a powerful mission. So, Audie, tell us a little bit about that mission.
Well, I am a mental health advocate, suicide prevention and awareness advocate, and bullying prevention advocate. I've been an advocate for about 3 years now, ever since I really started music. It first started off with suicide prevention and awareness after losing one of my close friends to suicide. And that was due to bullying. So bullying got tied into that as well. But after a while, I started getting like messages from my different fans and stuff and supporters all over the world. And they were talking about like their own mental health struggles and all that. And how, you know, my singing and my message, you know, helped them out a lot. And I kind of like started to really realize, you know, I connected bullying prevention and suicide prevention and awareness and as one to begin with, because that was how, you know, it personally affected me. Mm-hmm. But after a while, I started to begin to advocate for mental health awareness because I realized that that is the biggest factor in suicide prevention and awareness. That's the two biggest things that tie in. And now I'm an advocate for all of them. So I got all those. And that's kind of the message that I'm wanting to portray in my music is that, you know, you're not alone with whatever that you're going through.
Yeah, I read that you had said if there was a message you could share with anyone in your music, it was really just that they're not alone. And you write, and the lyrics that you write are really about sending messages to people out there so they do feel, and I'm summarizing now, but feel loved and valued. Would you say that's a correct assessment?
Yeah. You know, when you think of like mental health advocacy, usually you think of like, you know, everything's going to be okay. And, you know, just get through it, have a positive mindset. And my music is more like on the other side of things. It's kind of like when you're in the midst of everything. So it kind of portrays that message of, you know, what someone who is struggling with mental illness is going through. Mm-hmm. You know, of course, I have songs that are like, you know, it'll get better and all that, because you know, sometimes you need those songs, you need positive songs. But a lot of my music, I feel like the reason that so many people connect with it is because, you know, so many people are feeling, you know, what I'm saying in my music.
Right.
And because, you know, when you're struggling with mental illness, the first thing that you don't want to hear is have a positive mindset and everything's going to be okay. You want to hear, you know, I'm going through that with you and I understand how you feel. And, you know, it's okay to not be okay. It's okay to feel the way that you feel. So
that's right. That's so true. And I had mentioned to you earlier, I have children. I have a teenager who's 14 and then twins that are 11. And I see it in them. I see them going through things and dealing with things, and they don't necessarily know exactly what they're experiencing. Right. I know my son Luke will say to me sometimes, Mom, things just don't feel right. And I now know that that's his anxiety kind of kicking in. But at the same time, it's, you know, it's almost like you have to say, instead of saying, oh, everything will be okay, because he doesn't know that yet. Right. It's allowing him that space to feel it and to experience it. But I think it's so important, because at that age, rarely do I feel my children turn to me first right? Or their friends, they usually do turn to those influencers in their lives, which can be musicians, it could be influence, social media influencers, it can be comedians, whatever. They're kind of looking to the outside world and saying, where do I fit in? And I feel like your music really helps people to say, hey, you know what? It's okay. That you're not alone, and others do feel that way. I'm curious if there were other or artists that influenced you as you were dealing with your own losses and as you said, you know, the bullying in school, which is such a real thing. Like, were there other people that helped you? Were there outside influences that helped you?
I am the biggest fan of Ariana Grande. That's literally like, when I say that, that's like all I listen to, like most of the time, like that's usually all that I listen to. And, you know, after everything that, you know, she's been through and everything that she's been able to come out on the other side of, and she's a big mental health advocate. And I think that just her music helped me a lot. You know, not every song is about like, you know, she's written songs about what she's gone through. And a lot of that helped me, you know, knowing that, you know, someone as big as her and, you know, this big pop star is going through, you know, what, not necessarily the same situation, but the same feelings that you're feeling mm-hmm. at the same time. That really helped out a lot.
Interesting. So I would say, obviously, it was a big influence in your life and still is. What are some other influences? Family, friends, other musicians?
It's kind of odd. My dad, obviously, my parents are like my parents and my brother. That's like my little crew that I have. I don't go to public school. I do online school. So I mainly just stay around the house and work my music. And those are the people that are around me the most. And when I was going through those things, you know, my mom's always been like a really comforting person. And my dad's always been like a good advice person. Mm. So I kind of got, you know, the best of both worlds. But my dad, he lost one of his friends to suicide when he was younger as well. So he was able to kind of relate in that way. And that helped me out a lot, knowing that I had someone that, you know, close to me that was able to, you know, feel the same way that I do. That was like his best friend for like a really long time. So they helped that a lot. And my brother, who's my best friend, he is about to turn 21, actually, so he's a little bit older. But he just helped me out a lot by being around me, because, you know, he's very accepting and very understanding. And even when he doesn't understand all the time, you know, he's very he's just a good person to talk to. He's a good person that'll listen. So they helped me out a lot. And of course, my dog Clementine, who I got, she was like, that was like when I was like really going through some stuff. I was like, okay, like I found this German Shepherd online. I was like, I need her. So my mom was like, okay. And my grandpa, who recently passed away, he was like, hey, you know, whatever you want, I'll get it. I'm his only granddaughter, so you know.
Of course.
Got some ends there. Right. And so he helped me get Clementine, and Clementine's kind of like, she's a mess, but she really helped out a lot. So,
you know, I think it's so important to have that family and have your community, and not everyone has that, but they may have it in different ways. They may have it in their friends, but there is nothing like having that pet, that unconditional love, who's just there for you, who doesn't talk back necessarily, but they speak to you in different ways. And you just always feel better when they're around. You always have their support, right? And I think that I think that's why we see so many people with support animals and mental health that help with their mental health, mental fitness. So I think that's so important. I'm so glad you shared that piece because I do think that's an important part for all of us in finding our community and figuring out where that is. And hey, let's just say it absolutely can be pets as well. So thank you for sharing Clementine with us. And I've seen her pictures on your social media. So I know she's a big part of your life. So
yes, she definitely is.
That's awesome. So talk to me a little bit about, you said that, we've talked a little bit about your influences, but how did you get, you talked about your fan base and you do a lot of writing for the fan base. How'd you get a fan base? How did that all start?
That started about 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. My mom, she posted a video of me and my dad singing and it went very viral with hundreds of millions of views across the different platforms. And I don't really even like know how it all happened. It kind of just like happened immediately.
Yeah.
And now I have supporters and fans and I do lives and stuff and I'm able to, spread my message on my platforms and also sing and write music and do what I love. And it happened so sudden, but I'm very grateful and very thankful for each and every one of them. I have fans that I'll see on my lives, like every live. And I'm like, you are so amazing. Like, I don't know how you do that. Get on every single live, but it's really cool. Yeah. It's really cool. And
I think it speaks to the power of your talent and your music that you have such loyal followers and they really look to you to say what's next. And I need more of what she's giving us, So I think that says a lot about your talent and the message that comes out in your music. So that's how you started. So what happened? All right. So this video goes viral. Mm-hmm. What happened from there? Walk me through some of the opportunities. I mean, I know I saw it, it got picked up on, I don't know, one of the news TV shows, different things. So I know you got a lot of press coverage from that, but what did it lead to ultimately?
It led to a lot. At first, we didn't really understand because, the music business is it's very tricky to navigate. And right. I was 14 years old trying to, first off, understand, what was happening. And, it was just like, it was really weird at first because it was like, why are all these people getting on and watching me sing and watching me talk, about like mental health and stuff. And, it all kind of like started from there. Mm-hmm. I started going into like studios and stuff. We got some calls from like different studios and I started going in and recording and I recorded two songs, which, I don't talk about too often because I was very young. And, but I have, two songs out that I recorded back then. And then I got some different opportunities. I recorded in Dark Horse Studios with Kent Wells, which is Dolly's producer. And I, won Artist of the Year at the Josie Awards and a couple other things, but it ultimately led to what I'm doing right here. And I'm so, so thankful for that to be, it's so special to be able to connect, my music and my songwriting with something that I'm so passionate about.
Right.
And that's just really, really special. And I'm really grateful and thankful that it all worked out that way.
So I know you live in West Virginia.
Yes.
I know you're a huge fan of the outdoors and nature.
Yes.
Is that where you find some of your inspiration?
That's where I go to kind of chill out. So I live on a farm. So like we have mountains surrounding us. Mm-hmm. And, Clementine and I, we take walks often. So that's kind of like where I go to kind of chill out. Like from the studio, if I'm frustrated with something in the studio at my little home studio that I have.
Right.
But I have gotten, you know, inspiration out there, but it's mainly just a place for me to kind of, you know, separate myself from my music for a little while, because, you know, that's 99% of the time that's what I'm doing.
Right.
So it's kind of like a little, I guess you would say a hobby to walk around in the woods, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I think it's great. Well, and again, when you talk about mental health and mental, you know, wellness, one of the first things that experts will say is get outside, get fresh air, right? And I mean, you just described for me, like walking, I just got this visual of you with Clementine walking and just like the power that comes in being able to go out and do that and just be by yourself and really clear your head. And I think that's so important. And, you know, when you're in school and when you're working, you don't always have, you know, it's not easy to always find those times to do that, but I do think it's so important and that you do and that you can prioritize those things. So that's good. What, you talked about the things that you, so I'm kind of getting around to what are some of the things that you love and are passionate about? And I know it's the outdoors. I know it's your dog, your family, but in the music, like what part of the music do you love the most? Is it the singing? Is it the songwriting? Is it collaborating? Talk to me a little bit about like what you love the most about that or what inspires you the most.
It's definitely the songwriting side of things, mm-hmm. and not necessarily like the production side of things, like adding in all the sounds and stuff, just like the lyrics. That's kind of like my thing. That's kind of what, because in most of my songs, that's what I'm contributing, you know, most to is the lyrics. That's like, you know, that's my thing. And of course, the singing and stuff, I like to, you know, I have a little like area in my basement where I go and I sing every night and practice for hours, which is what, you know, anyone needs when they're trying to get better at something. It's practice.
Right.
But definitely the songwriting, that's what means most to me, to be able to, you know, wordplay different words and, be able to write something without necessarily like directly saying it is like one of my favorite things to do. I have a couple songs that do that I'm really excited to release because I feel like people are going to be like, what is she talking about? What is she saying? But eventually, like, you know, it'll all come together. But yeah, so songwriting is definitely.
That's, and you play, you also play several instruments.
Yes, I play piano. I play piano mainly, and I strum the guitar, and that is it.
So, and how did you learn to play the instruments?
We were given like this little like keyboard thing a couple years back. And this was like after I'd lost my friend to suicide, his name was Luke. He, you know, that all kind of, you know, threw me into my songwriting to begin with and learning how to play the piano because I needed, you know, some sort of distraction from everything necessarily at first. I had always sung like my whole life. I started up in church singing when I was like 4, like I was like really little when I started singing, but, the songwriting and like playing instruments and all that started just a couple years back. And I just started pressing different chords on the piano. And eventually it made sense. It was pretty bad at first, but as with anything. But yeah, piano is definitely a really important part in my songwriting because it's usually what I start with. Even on like fast songs and stuff, usually I start with like a piano and the different chords and stuff. So,
So you're self-taught. I was waiting for you to say it, but I'll say it for you. You taught yourself, which I think is incredible. And it also shows the dedication that you have. So again, I'm so impressed. The more I learn about you, the more impressed I am. I'm like, I need someone like you in my children's lives to inspire them.
Well, thank you.
I love that you're doing that. And I love that you have such a fan base and that you're such a positive influence on them. And I know you love writing, but you also write beyond songwriting, right?
I do. Yes. I write.
So talk to us about that.
I didn't get any other side of the like artist thing. Like writing is like my thing. Like I can't draw, I can't paint, I can't do any of that. But, you know, I write like short stories from time to time and, you know, like poems and stuff and quotes and different stuff. And I journal. So that's kind of like a really big part of my life is just writing. Usually what I'm doing, whether it's a, you know, a short story or it's a song or something, most of the time I'm on my phone and my notes or, you know, writing out on paper, I'm writing.
Right. That's great. I think it's important. I know for me personally, especially during the pandemic, it was such a hard time. I think we all felt very isolated in so many ways. And I wouldn't say that I'm a gifted writer by any stretch, but I do enjoy it. And it was a great outlet for me. So I started writing poetry and I don't really share it with people. Every now and then I might share something with someone, but it was just for me. And it was just such a powerful way for me to just kind of release some of those feelings and get that out. So I can appreciate where you are with that. I'm sure we will see many of your songs that you write, but I'm hopeful that maybe we'll see more than that from you from a writing standpoint.
Like a little poetry book or something.
Yes. See, that will inspire in you. So you probably already have one with all the stuff that you've written. It's probably already there. You just got to compile it now. So yes. That's great. Well, talk to me a little bit about what you want people to get from your music.
The biggest message in my music is to let people know that they're not alone in what they're feeling. That's definitely the biggest takeaway that I want people to take from my music and my lyrics. And even just like when I talk about mental health, I want people to know, you know, that they're not alone. We talked about that earlier about, you know, being like super supportive and, you know, it's all going to be okay. And, you know, when you're in that moment, you don't know that for sure. So just knowing that, you know, you're not alone in how you're feeling and that, you know, maybe you don't know what you're feeling, but that's perfectly okay as well. And maybe you may not ever know, but knowing that, you know, in the end, obviously, you know, it will be okay. But, you know, as you are right now, you know, it's okay to feel how you feel. It's the biggest.
So through Pivotal Moments Media, our mission really is to, you know, make mental fitness and mental wellness be a part of your everyday life, reduce the stigma around it, encourage people to talk about it. And we leverage artists like you to share your own stories and inspire others to do that. So help me. So you said it earlier, this music business, which by the way, I'm just scratching the surface of my knowledge around the music industry. And you said it's a tricky industry. And I know that we've heard stories in the past of how, you know, people have tried to steer people's careers and things like that. Tell me why you decided to work with Pivotal Moments Media.
I think it was just like this perfect storm. It was like really odd how it all worked out. We have like a friend of ours that last minute, there were a couple cancellations on a couple artists. And they were like, hey, we need someone who promotes mental health, that sings and can play an instrument. And I was like, hey, I'm here. So they were, you know, invited us out to this little show thing. And I sung and it all kind of just fell into place after that. I think it's, you know, really great to be working with Pivotal Moments because they have such a strong message, and you can tell that the people in charge and the people that, you know, I've been surrounded with so far really care about what they're saying. And I think that's the most important thing. You know, I've, you know, been around certain people in the past that you can tell, you know, are just, it's more of a hobby than anything to, you know, but, you know, when you're promoting mental health at any level, I think that's better than doing nothing at all. But, you know, you can tell that Pivotal really cares about their message and what they're saying. And I'm really, really thankful that they're giving me the opportunities that they're giving me. And I'm super excited to see what happens in the future.
With a goal is to give you a platform to do what you do best. So that's what we'll keep working on. So you talk about the future, and I know you've been working with different folks and collaborating. Share, can you, is there some of that you can share, or is this top secret stuff for you?
That is such a good question. And I don't know if I can give you an answer on that. But I have been working with a couple different, you know, songwriters and producers that are, you know, really cool. And that's probably something that I can talk about in the future when my music is out. That is coming out hopefully pretty soon. So
we need to be on the lookout for new music coming. Where can people find your music today?
They can find it on Spotify, Apple Music, all the different streaming services under Audie. A-U-T-I. Okay.
Yes. Great. Thank you for spelling that. And what about social media? Is there, I know that you've got a huge fan base and following. Where can people find you there?
All of my social medias are Audie Music, A-U-T-I Music. So yeah, it's all of them.
So I have two more questions for you.
Okay.
So I'm totally putting you on the spot now. First of all, has there been any advice in your life that has really resonated with you that you'd like to share with others? Like one piece of advice that's really driven you, or maybe from your grandfather, anyone that you can think of that you're like, oh yeah, that's something I always remember.
That's a big question.
You know what? I'm going to share one with you that I heard one time. And so this for me has really resonated because as you know, we all want to be accepted and fit in and feel like we belong, right? It's just natural that we feel that way. It's human nature. And in doing so, I think we oftentimes tend to play it safe in what we say and what we do. And so the piece of advice that I heard that really helped me was true freedom is when you allow people to misunderstand you. And I had to think about that for a minute, but it really hit me hard when I heard it. And I'm like, it's so true. I know me personally have spent so much time trying to make sure that I wasn't misunderstood, that I probably never actually, or I probably wasn't always being my true authentic self, right? Which is ultimately what we all want from each other, right? So that one really, really resonated with me. But so anyway, I throw that out there. And the other thing is, I guess, if you could leave our audience with some insights, what would you say to them?
The one thing that I say at the end of all of my videos is thank you for being here. I think that's, you know, because it's true. You know, everyone goes through stuff and everyone, can you hear my dogs in the background?
Yeah, no, that's totally okay. That's fully acceptable here.
But everyone goes through, you know, stuff and everyone struggles with things. And, you know, it does get really hard sometimes. And, you know, the best thing that I can say is that, you know, you are loved and that you matter. And that sometimes it may not feel like that at all. And it may not feel like I'm just saying stuff to be saying stuff. I get it. I 100% get it. And you know, there's been a lot that I've gone through that I haven't opened up about. But, you know, I 100%, you know, understand what people go through. And it may be, you know, situational. I may not get the situation in particular, but I get the emotions. And the biggest thing that I can say is just thank you for being here. And, you know,
I think that's a beautiful, beautiful thing. And thank you so much for sharing that with us. I'm super excited to hear the new music. I've been hearing whisperings about some of the collaborations you've been doing, and I'm like, I'm on pins and needles waiting for it all to come out. So I'm super excited. I am so it's like anticipating what your future is going to look like. And I know it's just going to be a beautiful thing. So thank you so much for joining us today, sharing your information, sharing your story.
Thank you.
And we will definitely let people know when the music's coming out. Maybe we'll have you back on to talk about that. Maybe you can share like some of the songs and what they're about, and we can talk about those. So
I love talking about song lyrics and meaning. So
awesome. Well, let's just plan it. We're going to dig into that next time when we talk.
Sounds good.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Audie. And thank you to our audience for being here. You are listening to the Her Journey Told podcast, powered by Pivotal Moments Media. You've been listening to the Her Journey Told podcast, powered by Pivotal Moments. For more inspirational content, go to pivotalmoments.org. I'm Sandy Lutton. Thanks so much for joining us. Make sure to keep an eye out for more episodes where podcasts can be heard. See you next time.